Sachen, Perek Zayin, Mishneh Zayin. Here we're going to be reintroduced to the concept that we mentioned a few Mishnahs in ago of Ritzui Tzitz. HaPesach SheNizrak Domoy, the Pesach that the dam was Nizrak, V'achakach Noide Shehu Tomei. Only afterwards did you find out that the Bosor HaPesach is Tomei, or the dam was Tomei. Akitza, there was a problem with the Akrova. Either that the Zrikas Adam was for Boso, which is Tomei, and Mela, if there's no Boso by Korban Pesach, we learned in the previous Mishnah, so the Zrikas Adam, you're not Yotzi Dechoyves Korban. Or, if the Dam itself is Tomei, then for sure it can't be Nizrak. Tuma is an interesting concept vis-a-vis Tahara in Kochim, is that Vaisto is that it's compromisable. The state of Tuma, the din of Tumah Hotru B'tzibur, Tumah Tchuy B'tzibur. And now there's something else, Hatzitz Meratza. So the Pasuk says by Aaron HaKoyim, V'hoi al-Metzach Aaron, V'noso Aaron es Avoyin HaKodoshim. He carries the Avoyin HaKodoshim. What's the Aveiru of Kodshim? The Gemara learns out that the Tzitz is Meratza and it's Mechaper on the Avoyin of Tumah on the Dvar HaNikrovim. If there's Tumah in the Hakrova, the tzitz is meratze. Ki'ilu, it's not tomei. You don't have that in any other lack of kashrus in the zrika or the bosa. Tumu. Success hakos, but tzitz meratze. Nitma gov. But that's only if the tumah is in the bosa or the tumah is in the dam. What happens if the tumah is in the person himself? There's no reason in the Xez hakos for the Torah to extenuate itself, to compromise the state of Tahara by being Meratza. Why? Because a single individual always has an Eitzah. He could have brought Pesach Sheni. Listen to how the Mishnah says it. Mimpnei Sha'omru Chazal Te'eklal. Hanozir, somebody who's a Nozir, he brought Karbonis, Nizirusay, Va'oise Pesach, and somebody who brings two cases, somebody who's a Nozir brings his Karbonis, or an Oise Pesach, Hatzitz Meratza Al Tumas Adam, Ve'en Hatzitz Meratza Al Tumas Aguf. Te'eklal. What will be the halacha with the nazir if it's found out that the nazir himself was nitma b'tumas haguf? He'll have to start his nazirus again, even though he brought his karbonis when he finished up 30 days b'tahara. But when he brought his karbon, he was nitma b'tumas haguf. His karbon is pasul, and he has to bring the karbonis. So he has to do the nazirus and bring his karbonis again. So the same thing is true by karbon pesach. Now we have an interesting halacha, which is also a mysterious sugid, but it's sugid by Richus and Meseches Nozir. Nitma Tumas HaTohoim. Tumas HaTohoim is one of these interesting halachas in Tumas. It's a halacha Moshe Sinai. It doesn't fit with the rules. Such a thing can only be exerced at Kosu. You have Tumah. We all know that Tumas Meis is not only if you touch it. Tumas Sheretz is even if you don't touch it, but if you carry it. Tumas Meis is even if you mahil. What happens if a person is walking down the street and he's mahil on a mess that's buried there? But it's not a kever you do it. It's a kever that was forgotten. The halacha Moshe Sinai is that tumah is compromised. The tumah which is lo yadua, it's a tumah that's forgotten about. It's tumas hatohoyim. It's in a deep dark place. It's compromised tumah. It's not a full tumah. And that tumah, that level of tumah, hatzitz meratza. Like we said, tzitz is meratza, when the person who's bringing a carbon is roi to be bringing a carbon, there's tumah in the hakrova. On that, the tzitz is meratza, not when the person himself is not a makriv, he's not a mevi, he's not a bal carbon. That, no, tzitz can't do that. But what about a compromised level of tumah? On that, the tzitz is meratza, even on tumas haguf. Mishnah Ches, nitma sholem oy ruboy. Again, halachos of carbon pesach, that's nitma. The carbon pesach is nitma either the whole carbon or ruboy. So, rather, it can't be eaten. So, this is a zaitik halacha about, okay, what do you do now with the carbon? This really shouldn't be a halacha in carbon pesach per se. It could be true by any carbon. What do you do with basa kachim? That's nitma. So, the halacha is over here, sorfin oise lefne habira me'atze hamarocha. Ma'aseh tzemachalek sin gemar exactly, is bira a specific place on the harabayas? Or is Bira, the Lashon that's used in Tanakh for Bira, is the capital, the great place, means the Beis HaMikdash. It's a kinui for the Beis HaMikdash. Lufnei HaBira, the Chiddush over here is Me'atzeh HaMarocho, is that the Hegdish donates its Eitzim to burn Basa Kachem Shenitma. You Gemara says that a person will be in a state of tumah and he has basar kodshim. Person has basar kodshim shenitma. Let's say he doesn't have etzim. He's a poor person. He already scraped and scrimped. He had to bring a carbon to bring. He doesn't have more etzim. So Memel the Hekdesh made a klal shalei levayish es misha ein loy, because then he's not. People are not going to own up to the basar being tumah. It's going to spread tumah. So Memel they made a takana that everybody comes and they burn their kodshim shenitma ba'atzei amarocha. Nitma miyutoy. Let's say a mute of the carbon is burnt. So we don't look at that as a carbon, which is tame. It's only mute of the carbon. Or noiser. Noiser also has a din of sreifa, has a din of psula magdashim that has to be burnt. It's tone sreifa. But over there, you don't have the din of lefnei abir me'atzei amarocha. The halach is sreifa noiser b'chatzur sam, wherever they are. From themselves. It's only where the whole carbon is tame, so we don't want somebody keeping a carbon which is nitma, but if it's just pieces of basar kodshim, there he has to provide the wood himself. Hatsaikonim, it's an interesting word. Tsaikonim is somebody who's stingy. Tsayok is to pinch. So he's a penny pincher. Hatsaikonim sofin oise lefne habira. They use the atse habira b'shvul lahonis me'atse maraka. Was it mutter? Was it also? It's not mavur. Just says that it was not a very admirable midah. The Maisa of the Gemara says that the pshat is over here that we don't want the tzaikonim, the penny pinchers, to spread basar tameh. See, even pieces of basar tameh, where it's not the carbon that's tameh, but it's only a piece of basar from the carbon that's tameh, we allow them to use that tzimarach, because otherwise they're just not going to burn it. The basar tameh is going to float around. The Gemara also says that when a person's in a dchak, where he's a guest in Yerushalayim, he's not from Anshe Yerushalayim, so he doesn't have wood. Person has wood if he lives, so he lives in Yerushalayim, he can use his own wood. But if somebody's a guest, he's not going to have the wood, he's not going to burn it. No. Also, you masik and you burn it from the Atzei HaMarokah.